Hey, welcome to your day off. I'm Corey, and of course, I'm sitting with my bud, Tone. What's up, Tony?
What's up, brother? Another episode of Small Talk.
Yeah, no, I really dig the small talks because we just get to talk to hairdressers that kind of work behind the chair just like we do.
Yeah, exactly, and kind of get their take and maybe some of their goals or inspirations and, you know what I mean, struggles, whatever, you know what
whatever
I mean?
Whatever it is. Yeah. Exactly. I dig it. So just to set this up, this is we're going to talk to Amy. This is her Instagram handle. It's Amy Lynn _ hair artist, which is quite the mouthful, I'm sure. Like when she was right, kind of like say it. But we were bringing her last week, I guess, we were just having a conversation about, kind of about what her goals were, what she aspires to be in our industry. And I just thought it was pretty interesting. So I reached out to her and I asked her if she wanted to be on an episode of Small Talk. So here we are. Should we get in?
Yep. Let's do it. Introduce her.
All right. So, Miss Amy Lynn, welcome to Small Talk on your day off.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
So before we get into your story, tell us where you're from.
I'm born and raised in Waco, Texas.
Ooh, Waco.
I know. It's known for a lot of things, good and bad.
I know, it's kind of crazy, like Waco, Texas, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I only know it from the Davidians, I think, right? Like that
wasn't even in Waco. It was like right outside of Waco. That's what we're known for.
Right. Which is crazy. Right?
David Koresh or...
Yeah, I think that was it, right? Yeah. The David Koresh story. That's crazy. So so when we were talking last week, you just said that you're from a small town and that... tell us about growing up in a small town.
Well, I say it's a small town. It's pretty big, but it's a conservative town, so it can feel small whenever you're a hair artist and want to be a little bit different and be like more fun with colors because it's not that kind of city. So that's what I mean by like a small town. But growing up here was great. Like we have a good college here. There was good schools. You know, it was a fun and good town to grow up in. Obviously, I'm still here and raising my family now.
You figure, you know, when I think of Texas, you think of a lot of blondes, right? So they're already pre-lightened for all your imagination. That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there are a lot of blondes. They're right, just exactly. Not brave enough.
Right. You do the vivids and stuff?
Yes. They always say, I wish I was brave enough. I wish I could pull it off. And I'm just like, you can.
Just do it, man. Just do it. No till you do it. Right. Right. That's awesome. So so what product lines and companies are you working with now?
I am pretty much just I use Redken. I've invested a lot of like time into their education. So I know their products, I believe their products, and that's just what I use. I do use Pravana Vivids though, because those make my heart pitter patter. Those are like the best.
So you're a big fan of the Pravana color, huh?
Yes. You and a million other people.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That's cool. So, Miss Amy Lynn, where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
Well, hopefully in 5 years, I will be a Redken artist. Hopefully that'll be underway within a year. But just like being able to travel and educate and help motivate other like young stylists in this industry, kind of get their feet underneath them and like let them know that they're in control and what their worth is and like how to like make it and be successful in this industry.
You already sound like a Redken artist.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, the whole culture, that's what they, you know what I mean? They believe in. I mean, you know, you've been through.
Yeah.
You were part of that.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So, what do you, what's your instinct tell you that, you have to, what you have to offer a young hair artist?
What's my instinct?
Yeah, I mean, like, what's your, how do you feel like you can make a difference, Amy?
Well, I feel like I have learned so many things from people that have educated me that worked for me. And I enjoy sharing like my tips and tricks with other people. I enjoy watching other stylists like grow and be great. I just feel like it's a calling for me almost. Like, I want to like take some of these girls under my wing and like, kind of show them what has worked for me. And
that's where it starts, right? And that's you and I back in the day when we got into education. It wasn't about necessarily doing it because I want to do it. we got into it because, you know, we wanted to help others. And that's exactly what she sounds like. You know what I mean? That it's more about helping somebody else versus the benefit for yourself.
Yeah.
Are you currently in a salon or do you own a salon? Do you?
I'm in like a salon suite, in a Sola salon suite.
Oh, awesome.
A sister suite. Air Fives. That's what we are in as well.
We're in a suite as well. Yeah. What a world of change that's been, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, it totally, I would have never thought, because, you know, we grew up our whole lives in a salon, you know what I mean? And so.
Are the suites big in Texas?
Yeah, they are.
Because they're relatively new in our area, actually. Mm-hmm.
My suite is a nice size. I feel like it's one of the smaller ones, but it's big.
That's pretty awesome. So what are your goals to get to Redken? How are you reaching out to them or what's your path looking like?
I am taking my color certification in September or November, one of those months. So that's like one of my big goals that I have to, you know, meet and pass. And then I will send in my Redken artist audition. And then hopefully this time next year I'll be just finishing artist induction.
So promise us when you become a Redken artist next year that we have you back on for a small talk and we talk to the Redken artist.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also had to change her name from hair artist to Redken artist, right?
Right.
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah. You can't wait to do that. Yeah. That's the goal, right?
Yeah. That's going to be fantastic. So you already have pretty much the roadmap plan, how you're going to achieve this?
Yes. I've taken, the Redken specialist, and then I did Color Authority last year. And then last year I went to New York City twice to the Redken Exchange and did Redken Underground, which like changed my world. Like that was amazing. And then I also did Color Mastery there.
Tell me about the Redken Underground. What's that all about?
I got to follow Justin Isaac, Sean Godard, and Hugo around New York City, where they took us to Brooklyn. They took us all around like the city, and we looked at art versus it was like street art, like modern art, the Met. And then we did that for 2 full days. And then when the third day was at the Redken Exchange, we had a mannequin and we recreated like a vision of what we saw on a mannequin. So like there was a painting that I was really into at the Met. So I just recreated those colors on there.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Open up your mind.
It was eye opening for me because I'm very type A and I don't get outside of my box very easily. So because we all had to get on stage and like talk about what our vision was and what we did. That's whenever like my eyes were really open because I felt like mine was probably the most basic mannequin out of all of them, but that was like my biggest like learning, like, or what they call like aha moment there. Right. I left the last day of class like in tears because it was that amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you know, Redken again, changing more lives, you know?
Yep.
That's amazing. So Amy, I think when you leave like a program like that, what responsibility do you leave with? Meaning like, are you keeping up with, do you look at art a different way or do you look at art as more of an inspiration now? And are you actively seeking or searching art?
Yes, you do. Like I just learned to look at different things as art. It didn't necessarily have to be like a painting in a museum, you know, the different kind of street art that was out there, not necessarily like the graffiti art, but just different thing that people took time and to create something, whether it was like literally a cat chasing a bird up a, like a telephone pole, but it was made out of chicken wire, like that kind of stuff. I would have just like kind of glanced at it and kept going. But now to find art and like the little things, it kind of opened my eyes up to where I felt like you see the world through like a child's eyes again. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Absolutely. And what a gift. I mean, that's the one, you know, we lose our child's eye as we get older. Right. I mean,
yes.
Great to revisit.
Yeah, we get a grumpy eye sometimes.
Right? It's called a life eye, right? Yeah. life. That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. So, again, what's your next class?
I am taking Blonde Authority. I'm actually starting next Sunday and Monday.
Is that in Manhattan?
No, it's in Waco, Texas.
Blonde Authority in Waco,
yeah, Texas. Yeah, it's by Redken. I wanted to take it as a refresher on all my lighteners and everything before my big color certification.
That's cool. So tell me, now that you have the newfound eye for art and you're a super active member on Instagram, tell me about, first off, how amazing is Instagram that even that we get to meet Amy?
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. 10 years ago or less than that. I mean, we wouldn't have the opportunity to know who Amy was.
Exactly. You know, from small town Waco, you know, that's pretty crazy. And we talk about this almost on every podcast, right? About how, you know, you no longer have to be in the New Yorks or the LAs to get noticed. You know, even Justin in Boise, Idaho can get noticed.
Right.
By the way, Justin's a real person, just like Amy Lynn's a real person.
So, well, if we refer as Amy Lynn in Waco.
In the future?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll definitely be talking about you. Dude, that's incredible, man. Congratulations for the goals and all that stuff. But back to my question. God, I lost my train of thought there. ADD stinks. I'm sure most hairdressers can relate. So hey,
hold on. Go ahead. Get your question.
Oh, again.
As the older we get, we'll adopt ADD. Right? It's like, you know, exactly. Instead of like saying it's old age that we're losing our mind.
It's ADD. Exactly. We're replacing like old age with ADD.
Right. Yep.
That's pretty awesome. I like it. I'm totally. I need a shirt. So tell me, give me two people that you follow on Instagram right now that are a complete inspiration to you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There's this girl that I met at the Redken Exchange. Her name is Sammy Skinner. She is a Redken artist.
Big fan of hers, by the way.
Yes. She's amazing. Oh my God. And she's a huge inspiration to me. And then there's so many other ones, but there is this girl, and I don't even know if I'm going to say her name right, Shana, that we just connected through Instagram, and she's just more of like, we became like really supportive of each other. And I think she lives up north. Like, we've never met, but it's just, that's what I love about Instagram, is that you can meet somebody, or I guess meet them over Instagram.
What's Shana's tag, Instagram tag?
Uh-oh.
It's like Shanna Michelle Hare. Think he's gonna butcher that probably.
Shana. That's all right. Send me the profile when we get off here.
Okay. Yes. I'll do that.
Awesome. Then we'll tag her. Yep. When we put her up, dude. That's awesome. Once again, congratulations. Congratulations.
Your
goal setting and your goal achieving and
all the hard work you're putting in to make it happen.
Absolutely.
Because none of this is possible without the hard work and the effort that you're putting, you know, into this.
That's right. You know, nothing replaces hard work, right?
Yep.
Even if you have to work hard in small town Waco, Texas.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, Miss Amy Lynn, thank you very, very much for joining us on Small Talk and your day off.
Well, thanks for having me.